I can get over a wall that high, no problem.
Your leg doesn't hurt anymore?
She exhaled smoke with a little sighing kind of sound and said,
Don't worry. It's nothing. I limp when my parents are around because I don't want to go to school. I'm faking. It just turned into a habit. I do it even when nobody's looking. When I'm in my room all by myself, I'm a perfectionist. What is it they say? Fool yourself to fool others? But anyhow, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, tell me, have you got guts?
Not really, no.
Never had them?
No, I was never one for guts. Not likely to change, either.
How about curiosity?
Curiosity's another matter. I've got some of that.
Well, don't you think guts and curiosity are kind of similar?
Said Mei Kasahara.
Where there's guts, there's curiosity, and where there's curiosity, there's guts, no?
Maybe they are kind of similar, I said. Maybe you're right, maybe they do overlap at times.
Times like when you sneak into somebody's backyard, say?
Yeah, like that, I said, rolling a lemon drop on my tongue. When you sneak into somebody's backyard, it does seem that guts and curiosity are working together. Curiosity can bring guts out of hiding at times, maybe even get them going, but curiosity evaporates. Guts have to go for the long haul. Curiosity's like an amusing friend you can't really trust. It turns you on, and then it leaves you to make it on your own, with whatever guts you can muster. She thought this over for a time.
I guess so,
she said.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
She stood up and brushed off the dirt clinging to the seat of her shorts. Then she looked down at me.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, would you like to see the well?
The well? I asked. The well?
There's a dried-up well here. I like it. Kind of. Want to see it?
We cut through the yard and walked around to the side of the house. It was a round well, maybe 4.5 feet in diameter. Thick planking cut to shape and size had been used to cap the well, and 2 concrete blocks had been set on the round wooden cap to keep it in place. The well curb stood perhaps 3 feet high, and close by grew a single old tree, as if standing guard. It was a fruit tree, but I couldn't tell what kind. Like almost everything else connected with this house, the well looked as though it had been abandoned long before. Something about it felt as if it should be called overwhelming numbness. Maybe when people take their eyes off them, inanimate objects become even more inanimate. Close inspection revealed that the well was in fact far older than the objects that surrounded it. It had been made in another age, long before the house was built. Even the wooden cap was an antique. The well surround had been coated with a thick layer of concrete, without a doubt to strengthen a structure that had been built long before. The nearby tree seemed to boast of having stood there far longer than any other tree in the area. I lowered a concrete block to the ground and removed one of the 2 half-moons that constituted the wooden cap. Hands on the edge of the well, I leaned over and looked down. But I could not see to the bottom. One could see it was a deep well, its lower half swallowed in darkness. I took a sniff. It had a slight moldy smell.
It doesn't have any water,
said Mei Kasahara. A well without water. A bird that can't fly. An alley with no exit. And Mei picked up a chunk of brick from the ground and threw it into the well. A moment later came a small, dry thud. Nothing more. The sound was dry, desiccated, as if you could crumble it in your hands. I straightened up and looked at Mei Kasahara. I wonder why it hasn't got any water. Did it dry up? Did somebody fill it in? She shrugged.
When people fill in a well, don't they fill it all the way to the top? There'd be no point in leaving a dry hole like this. Somebody could fall in and get hurt, don't you think?
I think you're right, I said. Something must have made the water dry up. I suddenly recalled Mr. Honda's words from long before. When you're supposed to go up, find the highest tower and climb to the top. When you're supposed to go down, find the deepest well and go down to the bottom. So now I had a well if I needed one. I leaned over the edge again and looked down into the darkness, anticipating nothing in particular. So, I thought, in a place like this, in the middle of the day like this, there existed a darkness as deep as this. I cleared my throat.